Mornings with Eloy on Hot 101.7 Sonoma County's hit music station. I'm going to be honest. I would have never thought that I'd be doing my first week of Mornings with Eloy and getting the opportunity to speak to our guest. She's been on Broadway shows in shows like You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, and the iconic Wicked. She's had starring roles on TV shows like Pushing Daisies and Glee. She's a Tony winner, an Emmy nominee. She's just released a new album. She has two new movies coming out on the Hallmark Channel this December and then on Netflix next year. And if all of that is not enough for you, first of all, very greedy of you, but she is objectively speaking an icon. And she has one of the most beautiful voices of our generation. I'm talking, of course, about Miss Kristen Chenoweth. Thank you for joining us, Kristen.
Eloy. Oh, thanks for having me, honey, so much.
Of course. How are you doing? How's your morning going so far?
Well, I'm just going to be real honest. I did 5 talk shows yesterday because I'm promoting the Hallmark movie and also the new album. So last night I got done at 11:30 and I just crashed. And so I'm in bed talking to you.
Well, thank you for taking time of your rest regimen. I really appreciate that. Selfishly, I always love to know when stars realize that they had serious talent, but you know you have an incredible voice. And I wanted to know, when did becoming a performer, when was that something that you wanted to pursue?
When I was a little girl, I auditioned for a solo in church, but it was for the adult choir. And my mom said, you can't go to that because it's the adult. And I said, that's okay. If I could just go and sing, I'd be happy. And I auditioned for a song in choir and I got the part. And I remember singing and the audience standing up, and I thought, you know, I think this is what I'm supposed to do.
And in that moment, a star really was born. They should have made that movie about you.
Well, that's what I think. Could you please put that in the universe?
I will. I'm speaking it out into existence just for you.
Thank you.
So on your new album, For the Girls, you cover songs by some of the most notable women in music, and you also collaborate with a few of them as well. You worked with Reba McEntire on your new album, Jennifer Hudson, and Ariana Grande. And one of our listeners wanted to know, what was it like working with Ariana? We know you worked with her on Hairspray Live, but especially since she's such a big fan of Broadway and the musicals that you've been part of, what was it like working with her on the album?
It was like working with my little baby. I've known her since she was 10. When I asked her to do it, I said, there's a great Leslie Gore tune that you would kill, and you don't have to say yes, but listen to it and tell me what you think. And she called me back immediately and said, yes, I've got to do it. So glad she did.
Me too. You guys both killed it. It's a cover of You Don't Own Me, and it's really, really gorgeous. You both have the right amount of flair and feistiness to make that song work together. And I feel like if you guys originated that song, it'd be a hit today. The album For the Girls debuted at number one on Billboard's current jazz and traditional jazz charts and number one on Amazon's vocal pop charts. And you recently had a string of shows to celebrate the release. How did those shows go?
I did 2 weeks on Broadway. And, you know, I was very nervous because when you do an album, it's quite different from doing a live show. It's a different beat. But I do love having the live audience. Yeah, that's where I really shine. And we got the best reviews that I've gotten in my career, and we sold out. So I'm thrilled.
That's fantastic. Congratulations on selling out your shows. That is not an easy thing to do at all for listeners hearing in. Like, that's a feat that not a lot of people get to accomplish. So that's incredible that you're able to do that. Congratulations.
Thank you, darling.
Of course. It looks like you are staying busy. You've got two new movies coming out. One next month on the Hallmark Channel called A Christmas Love Story. And then you also have another one on Netflix in 2020 called Holidate. Can you tell me a bit about those movies?
Yeah, I call them Naughty and Nice. The Naughty one stars Emma Roberts and myself. And let's just say I play her crazy Aunt Susan. And I would like to apologize to my family in advance for some of the things that I do. And then in the Hallmark movie, which is really, really a special story, Shelley Wright and I, singer-songwriter, wrote the title song for it as well. So that'll be a first for me to have a song that I wrote in a movie. And I can't wait for people to see it. I'm very, very proud of that film.
I'm excited to watch them, too. I feel like Hallmark Christmas movies, especially, I mean, they've always been popular, but within the recent few years, they've had a real resurgence. And now people are more openly being like, I love these movies. I can't wait for this time of the year. So you got yourself right in the perfect time.
I sure did. I feel so lucky.
Kristen, I know a lot of our listeners might also recognize you as Maleficent on Disney's Descendants, the Descendants series. And as many of us know, the whole cast and team dealt with a real big loss this year with the passing of actor Cameron Boyce. I wanted to know, what was it like working with him?
He was really special. He was a child that was beyond his years. And one thing I can tell you, a story about Cameron, we would have breaks. You know, we would take breaks between rehearsals. Mm-hmm. And he would never take a break. And I said, Cameron, you're like a hummingbird. You never stop. You know, you're like, you fly and you never stop. And then when he passed, we were, you know, we were all close. All of our kids are close together. They're all my babies. And when he passed, I was in Las Vegas singing. And the next, like 2 days later, and in Las Vegas, outside by a pool, a hummingbird came right by me and landed on my chair. And I thought, oh, he's saying hi to me. And I miss him every day. I love the child. And while he was on this planet, did a lot of good things. And I will forever be proud of him.
He really did. I'm really not being facetious. That really brought a tear to my eye, mostly because right before I graduated high school, the night before, my grandpa passed away. And so every time we see a hummingbird, we always think it's my grandpa. So I think there's something there.
Wow.
No, that's really beautiful. That's really did do a lot of great things in his short life. And I know listeners are going to miss him a lot.
He sure did.
Kristen, I know you're very, very busy. I know you're tired. You're trying to catch up on some sleep. So before I let you go, I wanted to know, I know it's probably tight-lipped, but can you at least say if you are hoping to be involved in the movie version of Wicked?
You know what? I've been there, done that. And I know Adina and I both feel like we're ready to pass off our broom and wand. You know, if we were in it, it would be fun to be in, like, in a crowd scene, sort of like, well, where's Waldo? I don't know. I would like to see Ariana Grande and Dez Cameron play those roles.
That's a good lineup. That's a very star-studded lineup. We're speaking that one into existence now.
Yes, we are.
Well, Kristen, thank you again so much for talking with me. Kristen Chenoweth, her new album For the Girls is out now, so make sure you go buy and stream it. Her new Hallmark movie, A Christmas Love Story, will debut on December 7th, and you can catch her new movie, The Holidate, on Netflix in early 2020. And to stay up to date with Kristen, make sure you follow her on Twitter and Instagram at K Chenoweth, and on Facebook, facebook.com/Kristen Chenoweth. It's Mornings with Eloy on Hot 101.7.